Hey guys, it's Grant from the Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show, and I've got something very exciting to tell you. You've seen her fly, now watch her move to a brand new network. The CW has a new hero when Supergirl lands October 10th. It's the season 2 premiere of the show critics call pure, blissful fun. This season, the Man of Steel will finally be revealed. Supergirl's Melissa Benoist teams up with Tyler Hoechlin in the newest Superman in the DC Universe. It's a superhuman family reunion with these Kryptonian cousins joining forces in the fight for justice. And if you're wondering if the next president will be a woman, we have your answer. Because Linda Carter, the original Wonder Woman, guest stars as Supergirl's commander-in-chief. Even though Supergirl has her hands full fighting evil full-time, Kara Danvers is facing changes and challenges of her own. She knows what it takes to be a hero, but Kara is trying to figure out how to fit in with the human race and taking on a new job, new friends, and a new love who's out of this world. An evil corporate empire will rise that bears the name of an age-old nemesis, Luthor. Supergirl and Superman come face to face with Lex Luthor's next of kin, Lillian and Lena. And as you might expect, the Luthor family shares a passion for power that can only be satisfied by a different kind of green kryptonite. Supergirl, all new episodes starting Monday, October 10th, now only on the CW.
Teresa and Melissa are acting tough, and Siggy and Dolores have had enough. We are going to recap the Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 7, Episode 12, The Other C Word. Stay right there.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Well, girls, I'm thoroughly exhausted after that episode.
Wow.
We kind of been through the ringer. Mm-hmm. But guys, thanks for joining us tonight. Grant is not here. I am Megan. If you guys are like, where's Grant? Grant is flying home from the East Coast either tonight or tomorrow. So we will see him again next week. But I am your host this evening, Megan Stecker. And joining me are my lovely ladies as always. Our birthday girl, say hello.
Hi, it's Fern Ronay. You can find me on Twitter at Fern Ronay.
And you can buy her book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Yes. And I'm Annabelle. Annabelle. Where can we find you, doll?
Oh, you can find me at Adderall and Compliments.
Perfect. I forgot to say where you guys can find me. Tweet me at Megan Stecker because I need your feelings on this episode. Oh, my God. Okay, where to even start? So I guess we should start from the very beginning of the episode. We're continuing from last week's toxic trip to Vermont, shall we call it. Siggy and Dolores want to intervene in this whole weird Robin and Jacqueline argument. So Siggy and Dolores visit Melissa and say, hey, can you kind of please tell Robin she should go? Melissa seems immediately offended. Were you guys surprised that like Melissa was kind of pissed and taking Robin's side?
No, I was surprised that Siggy and Dolores were like, Robin has to leave. Melissa, you do it. Like, if they want her to leave, they should do it.
I know, and especially she... You know, Siggy, we all love her. Like, happy Rosh Hashanah. We love you. Shout out. But it's like, she takes it upon herself. Like, I'm the relationship expert. Nobody booked you as the relationship expert to come on. You, like, you're just there as a friend. Like, you're not on the clock. Yeah. So it's like, even if, you know, you, like, make it such a big deal. But then she wasn't even the one to confront, like.
Right, exactly.
To kick her out. And also, I think it was completely wrong that they made Robin leave.
I agree.
Okay.
Oh, I agree. I think Jacqueline wanting to leave was the perfect thing. They should have been like, okay, she bye. Was
Thank the you. Cause of all the drama. And also, it's supposed to be Teresa's weekend. And obviously, it was all about Jacqueline. But it's like, Jacqueline wanted to get on Teresa for having her as a show, like, having Robin as a soldier. But it's like, Siggy and Dolores are Jacqueline's soldiers.
Oh, good point.
That is a good point.
It was a weird balance, I gotta say. Yeah, they're so wholeheartedly, like, Jacqueline's, I don't know, agents? It's weird.
They're trying so hard to get Jacqueline and Teresa together for some reason.
Yes. It's weird to me because tell me if you guys feel the same. It feels to me like Siggy didn't want to come on to be a housewife. She wanted to make this a new role where she's bringing the relationship expert title, in quotes. And she wants that to be her character on the show rather than actually having a disagreement with someone.
Yes, totally. She totally came on not to be the housewife that flips the table and causes drama. And that's, you know, everyone loves her because they want to watch her. She came on so people would be like, she knows what she's talking about. And then people would buy her book, which I totally understand.
Like, we don't want our housewives to know what they're talking about. That's why they're on Real Housewives.
Exactly.
Like, if I wanted a logical person to, like, sit down and be like, oh, I see your point of that. Okay, I understand. Like, no, I want insane, like, over, like, not, like, crazy irrational fighting, which Jacqueline does give us. So, like, that's my one positive thing to say about her. But it's like, Siggy, like, you're so practical. Like, no, that's not what we want. And exactly. Also, like, the one drama that, like, the stuff that does happen, she completely freaks out over. She loses. Mm-hmm. She's like, I mean, the screaming and the fighting. I'm like, did you know what show you were signing on to?
I can't even take it with her meltdown this week. This is jumping way ahead, but it's kind of like, you knew exactly what you were signing up for, and you know that these women are the most physical and probably least logical group of women out of this franchise. What? I don't understand her meltdown. I mean, I kind of do, but we can go there. But speaking of not logical, Jacqueline kind of, when they go to Jacqueline's two agents, Siggy and Dolores, go to visit her in her room and say, didn't go so great. And immediately Jacqueline's melting down. She keeps blaming her period. Do you guys think that she is this psycho every month and that her poor husband, Chris, like, takes drugs to get through her cycle?
God bless Chris. I don't know. I don't know. But one thing I will say is last night on Watch What Happens Live, Teresa said that she was kind of touched that Jacqueline was getting upset, that she was saying she that she loves her so much, and that touched Teresa. So I don't know. There's something to that. But I just think Jacqueline's just an emotional mess with a lot of other problems that are coming to the surface, and she's channeling it through this.
Mm-hmm. I think that was ridiculous. Like, you've been on your period for the last 4 months of filming every single day. I just thought that was, like, a very Poison Joe excuse of, like, oh, you know, ladies, when they get around each other, they all have their period, and it attracts bears with the blood. Like, I feel like it was such, like, a stereotypical, like, thing a guy would say, like, when a girl's upset, like, oh, she's probably on her period. You know, like, I don't feel like that's helping.
Right.
Yeah. You know? It's just women in general. Like,
exactly.
It's like, oh, I'm on my period. It's like, no, that's not... No, you're acting that way and you just happen to, you know, not have hit menopause yet. So those aren't...
They're not related.
Related. And, like, we get it. You can stop saying that you have a period and stop bragging around Siggy. Like, yeah, I just think it's, like, really throwing it in her face.
You know what I thought was funny is that... or not funny, but it just stuck out to me, is that last week and this week before the fight even went down, in Melissa and Teresa's interviews, they were speaking of Jacqueline in such a negative way already. And if I were the producers, I would have been like, let's reel it in, let's reel it in. After the fight, you can say horrible things about her. But they're just go ahead and I feel like it's crazy sloppy editing this year. Yeah. They were just throwing in, like, Melissa calling her a stalker and Teresa saying horrible things about her even last week before we get to the actual falling out. I don't know. I
feel like it's Teresa's accountant who's also editing. It's like, it's just clearly somebody who's not paying attention, like, not on the ball.
It's true. I also, okay, so moving on in the episode, Robin actually really, no pomp and circumstance, comes to Teresa and Melissa when Melissa's like, hey, Teresa, they want Robin to leave. Robin's like, hey, couldn't help overhearing. Me and my wife, we're going to go. Which I gotta say, her and her wife are, like, a really hot duo. They're like a really good looking couple.
Yeah, and they looked great on Watch What Happens Live.
They were bartenders. Looked amazing last night. Yeah. Yes. Robin's rocking a new haircut. Mm-hmm. It works for me.
It works.
Shout out,
Robin. Like, why did they have to leave? They should have stayed. She didn't totally sit on anyone.
Robin seems like a good time.
Yeah. I'm just
gonna say. The opposite of Jack. Like,
yeah.
Can you imagine, like, the, like, hissy fit that she would have thrown if Robin had sat on Jacqueline? Like, she would have gone insane. Like, even crazier than she is now.
Jacqueline would have went.
Yeah, insane. If Robin had sat on her.
Agreed. She'd be, like, calling the cops, like, wanting to press charges. I agree. But Robin kindly leaves to defuse the situation, and Teresa's immediately upset. So I think right here is the bomb explosion of just everything going downhill from there. I mean, Teresa really made that decision in her mind right then that, like, forget it with Jacqueline forever. Basically, because she goes to dinner pissed off. she says that Jacqueline is toxic before they even leave the room. Mm-hmm. Like 2 seconds after Robin says she's going home. So I just felt like either Teresa never really wanted to rekindle anything with Jacqueline and this really wasn't genuine, or she's just had enough. She's just over Jacqueline's like stunts. Did you guys get that impression?
Could be both, because you're right. She didn't walk into the dinner being like, Jacqueline, just tell me what happened last night, because mm-hmm. I have this new friend and I have you, my old friend, and you don't get along, and like, I don't know who to believe. She just automatically took Robin's side, walked in and was like, notice there's two seats missing. Yeah. So she was automatically on Robin's side. So I think, yeah, like either of those, both of those. She's just sick of Jacqueline, never really wanted to be friends with her again anyway.
I would be annoyed that she was a part, like, even though she hadn't heard both sides yet, but, like, Jacqueline was included in the problem. Like, there was mm-hmm. two of them there. Like, Robin, Jacqueline, like, Robin was responsible and chose to leave, like, her friend's weekend. Like, this weekend is supposed to be about Teresa. And so it's like, I completely understand her going in angry, like, not hearing Jacqueline's side, like, from her. No, I do feel like Jacqueline, like, really changed it around, like, you know, to her benefit. But it's like, I completely understand going in pissed off. I'd be pissed off if one of my friends made the entire weekend about her and, like, the drama. I'm okay if I start the drama because it's my weekend. Like, it's okay. My weekend. I can cry if I want to. But it's like, not one of my other friends who made another friend leave.
Okay. Like, well, how do you guys feel about... So apparently Jacqueline is convinced that Robin is a, quote, soldier. Do you guys think that is why Teresa is so, like, done with her and over it? Because she's sick of Jacqueline feeling that way and kind of being like, I'm going to be the only number one friend.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Teresa probably feels like, don't tell me that I don't have a good judge of... Like, she would never use these words, but she's thinking, if I could put words in her mouth, don't act like I don't have a good judge of character. I can't judge who I choose to be friends with, that they're these hangers-on, or you call them soldiers, and they're really only being friends with me to be famous or whatever. You know, I can pick who my own friends are, mm-hmm. and I don't need you to judge them, and I don't need you to scare them away, and... You know, I like this girl and I'm having fun with her, and then you have to come along and ruin it. So I think that's how Teresa feels, but she would never articulate it.
That's a really good point. No, that's like...
Thank you.
Friend, so wise on your birthday.
I'm another year older.
With age comes wisdom. Yeah.
It's like, Jacqueline has no say in it. Like, that should not be an opinion of hers. And it's just like, you're attacking somebody else for trying to latch onto Teresa? Oh, okay. Like... It's just the insecurity of, like, no, that's my job. Like, that's my role.
Exactly.
It was just mortifying. It's, like, mortifying to watch her just spiral out of control of, like, no, that's my friend. It's sad.
So you feel like Melissa it kind of has a point whenever she brings up, like, Jacqueline's acting really weird and she's a stalker and she doesn't want anyone to be friends with Teresa, and especially because me and Teresa are getting close. Do you feel like Melissa has
she's
a good point?
She's so overprotective. She's like the, well, it's October 3rd, Mean Girls Day. She's like the Gretchen Wieners of, like, nobody can get close to her. And she's like, we should totally just stab Caesar. Like, leave my friend alone.
Okay.
Like, you've only known her for 4 years. And it's like, it doesn't matter how long you know somebody. Like, I've known my chiropractor for 15 years. Doesn't mean, like, that I'm going to value that person's opinion more than my friend of 4 years.
Before we get into the events and how the argument unfolded, I want you to know, speaking of Regina George, I wrote, this is all one big game of who's going to be friends with Regina George. That's what the whole thing yes. seemed like to me. It was like
yeah.
fighting over who can be Teresa's friend. Like, oh, no, I'm going to be Teresa's friend. Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to, especially the showdown between Melissa and Jacqueline to me was
it
very,
was very
like,
Gretchen. Like, she doesn't even like you that much.
Mm-hmm. Like, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How appropriate on Mean Girls uh-huh. Day.
Teresa's the queen bee.
I mean, this was just insanity to me. And the fact that they're all dying to be best friends with a felon. She's a felon, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because yeah. I know convict was the C word that right. Teresa could not utter. But she's a felon.
Right.
Okay. Is that worse than a convict, maybe?
I don't know. Oh, well, I think, yeah.
I listened to another podcast, and the guy who writes all the Vulture recaps for all the Housewives shows, he's boycotting writing about New Jersey. He's like, I refuse until Teresa takes any responsibility for her actions. And I was like, I like that.
Yeah. Take it. It's going to be protesting for a long time.
Yeah.
True. It's a silent protest since he's not writing about them. Okay. Okay. So I just want to run through some of the things that were said. Gosh, where do we even take a pause to discuss? Well, okay. So first off, Teresa immediately says, well, we're minus two people, empty chairs here. And immediately says that Jacqueline is manipulative and calculated. I mean, right there, I feel like Teresa's done. Like, she didn't care. Like, she wasn't trying to make up with Jacqueline or discuss it. Like, she was ready to call her out and be done.
I think she was trying to say you were needling Robin, you were antagonizing her, but she chose the wrong words.
Okay.
I think. That's what it seemed like to me.
I think she chose absolutely the right words. I mean, it was very direct. I mean, because even if she... I realized she was not there because she was not, you know, Robin kept calling her, and that was obviously a problem when she was trying to call her outside. But it's like, even just going on what happened on the bus ride there, Jacqueline is insane. Like, she is manipulating everything and just cannot stand that Melissa is getting close to Teresa, that anybody is having any relationship with Teresa besides her. It's like, she didn't visit her in jail. It's like, all of a sudden, now that she comes out, she wants to have the most intense relationship. But whenever she's not with Teresa on screen, it's just like her and Chris. She's like, ugh, that felon. 41 counts. You know, she's every time it's just them, she has the worst things to say about Teresa. But then when she's with her, she is her closest friend.
Yeah. True. And when you bring up the bus last week, I kind of forgot about how she was raging at Teresa over the Kathy and Rosie thing.
And at Melissa, like, getting into their faces, like... completely invading their personal space.
Right.
It was like, you know, like Nene and Kim, like the last season they were on Real Housewives with Lanta together?
Have not seen it, but go ahead. Very familiar with
But, like, Nene gets into her face, like, literally can count the wig fibers on Kim's head. Just so, so close. And it's like, I feel like anytime the Housewives are on a bus, it never goes well.
It's so true. There should be a great montage of, like, party bus meltdowns. Was the OC girls in the on a party bus this week during the meltdown?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. And there you have it. Chris actually stands up for Jacqueline at dinner. And it's like, Teresa, Teresa, calm down. She loves you. She loves you. And you need to trust her. I don't think Teresa took that to heart at all, really, because it continues. Dolores and Siggy actually are also standing up for Jacqueline this entire time. Do you guys have any...
Why?
I know.
Why?
I feel like they think she's an underdog in this situation and that she really does care for Teresa and want to be friends. And they're somehow, it's like they brought their own Dr. Phil with them. Mm-hmm. It's so strange.
I don't know why they keep using, and Chris said it and Siggy kept saying it. Everybody said it, that she's like, oh, well, Jacqueline's just so hurt. She's hurt. It's not, she's so hurt. And it's like, that's not an excuse. That's not an excuse to act how you're acting. And like, you're not acting very hurt. You're acting crazy and like very on the attack, and it's just like, if anybody should be feeling like vulnerable and like emotional, it should be Teresa, being that her husband's about to go to prison in 2 weeks, and yet she's dragged along to this terrible fucking vacation in Vermont, not even at the Ben and Jerry's factory, to this like like maybe C+ 4-star resort.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like, she should be the one who's like hurt, because hurtful things are happening to her. Her, like, two of her friends that she shows have there have now have to leave because of her, because of Jacqueline.
Jacqueline made a good point in the car on the way to dinner, saying that this is, like, all static around her because there's too much other stuff going on for Teresa personally. This is just, like, static, this drama on this trip. And she said something. Fern and I rewound it, and we watched what do you call that?
Subtitles
again. And she definitely said, this is like when my son got arrested. And we're like, what are you talking about? Your son's young, like 13 right, or child. Something. And I'm Googling it. And Fern, you reached out to her and she wrote back.
I tweeted really quickly. I was like, maybe I can answer before the show. I tweeted Andy and Jacqueline and I said exactly that. And I was like, did she mean her daughter? Because didn't her daughter get arrested when she pulled Danielle's hair out?
I think she did get booked. And, yeah.
And Jacqueline sent me a direct message and said, no, I meant when my son was diagnosed with autism. So she should... I'm sure other people are wondering that. It's like, I'll delete the tweet because I'm sure she doesn't want her son being arrested out in the ether. But she said she meant when her son was diagnosed with autism, which makes sense that she was, you know, in a zone and upset, like Teresa would be upset that her husband's going away. And there's all this noise just around her and she doesn't care. But she definitely said son arrested, so I'm mm-hmm. sure other people are confused. So if you're confused, she misspoke.
And there you have it, a little boots on the ground. Talking directly to the one Jacqueline LaRita tonight for you. Guys, it's an AfterBuzz exclusive. because Teresa did a little name call, you're manipulative, you're this, you're that, Jacqueline's fired up. You know she sees red really easily. So here comes Jacqueline's tirade. So it starts with, you're the crazy table flipping bitch, which we got a great montage of all of Teresa's past antics. Fantastic. Jacqueline brings up all of the fallen soldiers. So I guess she wants to keep making her point about these people that are around Teresa that want to use her for whatever, to get on TV, a little fame here and there, whatever it is. Which she thinks is not good for Teresa, especially in this precarious legal situation she's been in. She brings up Penny and Johnny the Greek and that whole ordeal of Strippergate, where Jacqueline's claiming Teresa put those people up to outing Melissa as a stripper. So she then involves Melissa in the argument, saying, didn't I try to warn you? Didn't I tell you? Didn't I find out that Teresa was doing this and I let you know? And I don't know what this had to do at all with Teresa and making up, or like why she's even mad at her.
Why are they bringing up, why is she bringing this up, Strippergate from 5 years ago? Now it has nothing to do with anything. It doesn't have to do with Robin leaving. It doesn't have to do with their friendship. Right. And doesn't she want Melissa and Teresa to be friends? Isn't that what she was saying all along? I've been trying to help you get your family back together. And now she's pissed that they're friends now?
Because there's no problem. So she's like, okay, exactly. Well, now I have to undo everything that I said I wanted and make a new problem. Let's make the same problem from 4 years ago, since absolutely nothing's going wrong. And she seems to be relatively happy for somebody who just got out of jail and is now having mm-hmm. her partner go to jail and now have to be, like, basically a single mom. Mm-hmm. She seems relatively happy. Yeah. Let's screw that up.
Uh-huh.
It's weird. I didn't understand why that turn happened. Like, but Melissa had a good interview bite, which maybe shed some light on it, where she's like, well, that was the most sensitive thing that went on with me and Teresa, so she had to break it up. So it does, if that's true, that lends to Melissa's argument of Jacqueline's so jealous of us being close again.
And it's, like, so obvious. Like, why would you bring up the one fight that you could get them to, you know, be pitted against each other?
Right.
Now, when everything's good.
At a group dinner.
Right.
Exactly.
Makes no sense. Did she have, like, some other reason for bringing it up?
I mean, it kind of led into from, she was trying to say, you've had all these people around you that use you and are bad people.
But didn't she say Kim D in that?
She did.
And I was just like, isn't Jacqueline friends with Kim D? Because 2 minutes later, she is trying to call her on the phone. And I was like, wasn't Jacqueline shopping at that, that shop? So it's just like, I don't understand why it's like, she said Kim D, like, it's a bad thing when it has something to do with Teresa, but it's okay when it's her. And like, soldiers are, why don't you just call them friends? Like everybody else in the world, like friends.
Right. Good friends, bad friends, friends.
And it's like, do you think you're a good soldier, Jacqueline? Are you a good friend? No.
Exactly. She's acting like she's been so loyal to Teresa, like visiting her in jail and been a friend for her for nonstop for 15 years. They had a falling out and didn't talk for years. So it's not like she really has, like, any legs to stand on.
I mean, she has said the most horrible things about Teresa on national television and Twitter for years.
It's not like she was shuttling the kids back and forth from school to, like, help Joe out. Because, God, I mean, Joe can't even drive. So he needed the help. She was not there.
No, right?
So now that she's brought Melissa and Strippergate into the argument, Melissa will... This pissed me off because Melissa would not... This is very Teresa to me in that there's a lot of denial. She would not admit that, yes, Jack... I mean, we saw it on film. Like, they flashed it back for us. I remember it happening, but, like, we got to see it again. I just... The concept of Melissa not answering her, knowing that it happened on camera... Made me so annoyed. Right. I wanted to slap Melissa.
Right. Like, let's not forget we're on TV. We remember.
Yeah. I liked that she didn't answer her because she just, like, because I think the best thing you can do when somebody's extremely angry and screaming, the calmer you remain, madder it makes somebody. So the fact that she wasn't, like, she didn't raise her voice and she was just sitting there, and that made Jacqueline go, like, into hyperdrive. Mm-hmm. She's like, answer me!
Yeah.
We're insane. And I'm like, was she wearing a, is it just, was she wearing like a workout top? Why was she wearing different layers of purple? Like different layers of like purple TJ Maxx. I love a TJ, but it was just a very odd outfit.
And her hair was in a ponytail.
Yeah, I'm just like, did you just get done?
Finished
like
working out?
Like doing like the rec center, like those little like treadmill area. Like what are you wearing?
It was a weird outfit.
It was like a wrap top over a cami, I think. Well, she was going monochrome, purple and purple. So, I mean, this just gets uglier and uglier. She tries to call Kim D. Jacqueline tries to call Kim D to prove it. And then she also tries to drag Joe in and say, Joe.
And touches him.
Yeah. Melissa already had a fight with her before saying, don't bring my husband into things that have to do with Teresa. And before Joe can answer, Melissa jumps in. So I felt like that was so telling. It was like she was doing the worst beating around the bush non-answering I've ever seen. She looked so guilty, and then she answers for Joe like, oh, no. Yes, maybe you did warn me.
In Melissa's defense, she's probably like, I'm finally on good terms with Teresa. Mm-hmm. If I say you warned me, she might get mad. She's probably like afraid of Teresa.
I mean, if I were Melissa, I would have been like, yes, I remember that. That was years ago. Teresa and I have moved on and we're fine right now. And I have forgiven her for that. So why are you bringing that into this?
Exactly. Oh, my God. That would have been perfect.
I don't know why Melissa kept...
That would have been perfect.
I don't know why she kept trying to not answer the question.
She was nervous.
I guess. So Siggy's trying to smooth it over. Dolores is trying to jump in and smooth it over. Melissa jumps in with, something's wrong with you for weeks. You're jealous of me and Teresa. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, we flip to Jacqueline's real quick interview bite where she calls Teresa a psychopath, narcissistic, sociopath. Can you be a psychopath and a sociopath at the same time?
It's like she was just reading off like tweets describing her, like narcissist, psychopath, sociopath. That's why I was like, oh, she's reading my tweets. Nice. But I was just like, what are you doing? And especially in that interview, she said it with like this crazy Joker smile. She's like, there's my crazy little sociopath, psychopath, narcissist. She's like, there's Teresa. And I was like, you're not helping yourself. What are you doing?
Like, her not getting along with Teresa is good for business, but this is just beyond. You can tell she really cares. You can tell this is not phony. And I just feel like Jacqueline seems like not well. Like really emotional. Like maybe
she's taking a lot of, I think, life struggles that I undoubtedly like that she's having. We can, you know, like our heart goes out to her, but it's like she is taking all of that and displacing it all on Teresa just because she like the biggest problem is that she's not getting enough of Teresa's attention. And she's decided to all of this.
Right. It's kind of like she's having a lot of real life problems. So why make your life currently about, oh my God, I have to be best friends with my felon friend who once, you know, is kind of like the Regina George of this show. Like, I don't think you need that stress added to your other current problems. I don't know.
Your made up stress about the made up problems that you have made for this person is crazy.
Maybe it's the only money that she's making.
True. She's doing a great job of earning her paycheck this year. I think also maybe in her mind she wants to go back to like, maybe it's like Teresa in her mind is not the Teresa she is now. It's like Teresa before Teresa got famous because they knew each other for years before they got on the show.
And they were both on season one.
Yeah.
And Teresa's the queen bee despite going to jail for a year. And Jacqueline's over here like, where are my fans?
I don't think Jacqueline wants anybody to change. She wants Teresa to be in the exact same position she was before she went to jail. She wants their relationship to be the same. She wants the horrible relationship between Teresa and Melissa to still be going on. And anybody, like, anytime Teresa and Melissa are doing well, she's like, well, remember back then? Remember what you used to say? It's like, yeah, 4 years ago? Like, yeah, everybody said crazy shit 4 years ago. Like, that's not who you are today or even who you were last week. Like,
exactly.
Why do you have to keep making everybody be what you were 4 years ago? You don't have the face you had 4 years ago, Jacqueline, so let them be whoever they want to be.
speaking of faces, guys, we're still talking about this BeautyCon box. If you need to fix your face. We've got the thing for you.
As Sheree Whitfield would say.
As Fern's modeling it for me. Thank you so much, Fern. The BeautyCon box is a subscription box that's going to be delivered to your door each season. Each box is curated by your favorite beauty gurus. You're going to get over $150 worth of product for $30. $20. But on top of that awesome deal, you can save $20 if you sign up for the annual payment plan. With the annual payment plan, you're going to pay the total cost for the year, but you're going to get that $20 off. With the seasonal payment plan, you can pay each month and then also pay the shipping costs. So that annual one's a pretty good deal. You can check all of this out on beautycon.com/box to sign up. If you want to use the code BOXBUZZ, you'll get an additional 20% off your subscription. Some of the fun things in the box of Fern. What do you have for you, my dear?
Full-size Redken sea salt spray. It's got beachy waves. What else do we have? Cleansing oil. We never know how to say this, NYX, but it's really popular and really good. Yeah.
The ombre lip.
Yes. What else?
Super fun. What else? Oh, the Better Than Sex mascara in your hand. I've heard really good stuff about that. Smashbox Brow Tech. Brows are all the rage, girls. You need something to fill them in.
Brightening and smoothing daily moisturizer.
So you guys, they are going to get a whole bunch of awesome stuff in the box, and it's been curated by your favorite beauty gurus. If you do want to sign up, please go to beautycon.com/box and use the code BOXBUZZ.
Good deal.
Fun. Yeah, so speaking of faces, Teresa made a comment about Jacqueline's face. What did she say? Oh, my God, I feel like I wrote it down.
So many things have been injected into her face. It's going to her brain.
Maybe it's leaking into her brain. So, I mean, after Jacqueline's ultimate meltdown, screaming horrible things at Melissa about the four nose jobs, which I wholeheartedly believe. Do you guys?
Oh, and Teresa said as much last night. She was Jacqueline broke the girl code and told the world, like...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Teresa, admitted it on Watch What Happens Live. Screaming horrible, like, you're a felon, you're a convict, whatever she was screaming at Teresa. She storms out, and everybody's kind of Dolores and Siggy are kind of a mess after that. It was kind of like, whoa, wow, what just happened? I feel like Teresa was fine.
Yeah, she was ordering buffalo chicken.
Yeah, anybody want a chicken?
Teresa's trying to say, I'm fragile. I'm effing fragile, which I thought was hilarious because I've never seen someone so in denial and pretend everything's fine. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I'm fragile.
Well, the fact that they were using fragile to describe Jacqueline, like, she's fragile. She's hurt. And I'm like, really? Is that the first word you would use to describe Jacqueline? Like, fragile? It's like, she's charging everyone. She sat on someone. Like, it's supposed to be like she said she was so threatened by Robin. It's like, if you're really that threatened by something, do you go and sit on it?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, would you go and sit on Danielle Staub? Like, no, you don't go towards the fire. You go away from it if you're really that threatened by it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you sat on it.
Yeah, it's true. She did. I mean, I feel like she wanted to rumble, really.
And she kept talking about Robin, like, I wish she would have punched me in the face. Yeah. I wish, like, she wanted to instigate it so bad. Like, she was hoping, like, God, please touch me. Please touch me. Please get me, like, a raise in this paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Kind of seemed like it.
I want a couple more scenes in, like, the season preview. Please, just, like, begging for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she could beat herself up and come out and be like, Robin did this to me, she would.
Like, I wouldn't want a friend like that gets angry so easy. She goes from 0 to 100 real quick. And I just couldn't have somebody in my circle that's constantly, like, with the drama and the anxiety. Which is I feel like Robin
was like that too, though.
She was. Yeah. That's why I feel like I understand Siggy's meltdown, because I feel like I would have been upset to be in the middle of all that too.
Oh, me too. Me too. If they weren't on a show, like, I don't understand Siggy's meltdown because it's the Real Housewives of New Jersey. You have to expect this. But if this were real life and this happened, I would be like, I never want to see any of these lunatics again.
Yeah.
Ever.
I know. I'd be like, I'll keep filming with you guys. I mean, if I were a housewife, I'd be like, I keep filming with you guys, maybe groups of two.
Right.
I think it's weird because Dolores and Siggy want to remain neutral in the middle of everybody. And clearly we have Team Melissa and Team Teresa, and clearly we have Team Jacqueline. And it's weird for them to want to remain neutral, but they're Jacqueline's, like, voice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I'm surprised Teresa hasn't flipped out on them already.
Maybe she will.
Maybe she will. I feel like it's coming next week. Like, it's going to get weird next week. We get a quickie fun moment at home with Joe and the girls. It was kind of sweet because they're all kind of talking about him going away. And sweet little Adriana is, like, grabbing on him, like, no, which made me sad. But then Melania, of course, gave us our comedic break that we needed and said, I can't imagine you being skinny. Which, Teresa's reporting that he's 30 pounds lighter already.
God. Maybe I should commit a crime.
Maybe I should go away for a year. Aegea. Oh, my God. If looks could kill. That look she gave him when she said he's doing a lot of things other things he shouldn't do. Oh, teenagers.
And he was like, don't give your mother any problems. She was like the best kid. Like,
I know.
She deserves an award.
He's like, I'm going to be, you know, watching news, guys. And on the camera. She's like, oh, the cameras. And then she just said, he can't bring his phone in. He's like, well, Apollo smuggled one in somebody's butt. It didn't work out, but for a while he had the phone.
Back at the crazy farm in Vermont. Siggy's just having her meltdown. And in the morning, Siggy and Dolores have had it. So I think Dolores really kind of slept on it. And what happened last night?
Well, she listened to Siggy's diatribe when they went back. And she's like, Siggy was like, I'll just say this. And then it did a montage of like just playing, you know, the quirky Bravo music where they were like showing passages of time. And like her son probably already had its next birthday. You know, like she just kept going on and on about it. She's like, if New Jersey wasn't an 8-hour drive, I'd start walking right now. Like really lost it. Where I was like, oh my God, I can't imagine if something actually happened to her or her own family, because this really has nothing to do with her. It's just going on around her, which I get, like, you get some of the emotional shrapnel, but it's like Jacqueline had sat on her and they fought over her and then flipped her like she was a table. Like the overreaction was insane.
I think Siggy's super sensitive, which maybe you don't think of. You think of her as being like
a relationship expert. Did you know she's a relationship expert?
I did.
We okay, you, I didn't Siggy. Know if you
Melissa
heard that
still
part.
Can't say her name right. Melissa's still calling her Ziggy, which I heard today. I was like, Jesus Christ. So it seems like Dolores has kind of taken on the way Siggy is feeling. They're both very upset in the morning. They both want nothing to do with Melissa and Teresa. They both think that they're not sympathetic. Dolores had a really funny interview bite where she said, Melissa looks like she's all made up for Studio 54, and Teresa's dressed like Melania, and they don't look like the epitome of empathy to me. I want nothing to do with this.
It's like, how do you dress for the Slopes and for empathy? Like, did you want them, like, coming in, like, wearing black veils? Like, what was their, like, what was the martyrdom you expected? Like, we're supposed to show empathy for Jacqueline?
I
like,
mean,
did anybody bring extra, like, Little Colonel t-shirts that we could have worn in solidarity of the terrible things that happened to Jacqueline? Of her running out of the restaurant by herself? Like, she's chosen to do everything when they're like, she cried all day yesterday. And that was before the dinner. I was like, if somebody's crying all day, like, it's not normal. Like, that's not normal behavior.
True. Although we're going to blame it on her period.
It's like, what is going on? Then you have something medically wrong with you. You have a Bethany Frankel period if this is what's happening to you.
I mean, you're right.
Like, Jesus.
Jacqueline is home with Chris and has Kathy over. So that's just like the final nail in the coffin. Come on. It's like she keeps involving Kathy and Rosie in her storyline. And it's like, probably not a good idea if Kathy and Rosie actually want to make up with Teresa. Which is just crazy to me. Regina George, everybody just wants to be her best friend.
Because Kathy's in, and she's like, Kathy is flawless. Like, she's just sitting there like, I heard Teresa's hair is insured for $1 million. She's just like so desperate to get back in there.
Totally.
Her and Rosie are like the sexually active band geeks where it's just like, just go. Just stop it.
Melissa and Teresa do have a sweet date together and kind of bond, which is nice. I thought it was super weird. They're saying that it's the first time they spent time alone together or something. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
They've known each other for years. And
They definitely shot some solo scenes together last season.
Even last week, they were walking, they were exercising together.
Yeah.
I don't know why Dolores and Siggy were acting like, oh, we're going to put this new couple together. They're both flirting with each other. We'll give them some alone time. It's just like, no, they see each other all the time. They have play dates. Like, you're not doing anything. See, all you're doing is throwing apples everywhere. That was
Oh, my God.
She was having a real meltdown. I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed her freaking out.
It was great.
And then Dolores was like, Melania, I don't know.
She's like, you guys are like apples. This apple wants to be over here. And just throwing apples all around the room. I was like, well, will be really fun for the maid. That's nice.
Did you guys feel like it was a dig when Melissa was like, oh, Siggy, you go home and hug so-and-so, so-and-so, so. And then Dolores, you go home and hug Gabby, Frankie, and your ex-husband. I thought that was a dig.
Me too.
I thought Dolores gave her a little side eye, but like, let it go. She
well, she's certainly not going to hug anybody at that gym.
Final words on tonight. Do you think there were winners, losers, somebody come out looking good, anybody that came out looking really bad?
I don't know. I think
Gia looked fantastic. Gia is gorgina. Like, this shot of her at the table, it was like, yes. Oof, she's beautiful.
She is.
So she looked great.
She did.
I don't know if we were going physically or personality-wise, but I'd say she was the winner of this episode.
I don't know. I don't have any winners. They're all crazy.
I think Siggy and Dolores are the winners for finally having a bit of a storyline this week, being a lot less quiet than they usually are. I thought Melissa looked worse than she ever has as far as her actions and behavior.
Oh, really?
Really?
I think she looks great this season.
I think she was, like, really sticking with Teresa.
Right.
Which she should
be. I just felt like...
And really mature. Like, for... Have somebody, like, screaming in your face and then grabbing your husband to try to have your husband go against you. Mm. I thought she remained so calm.
Her, to me, trying to deny the Strippergate thing with Jacqueline really rubbed me the wrong way for some reason. I'm like, you can't be so dishonest when we know the truth.
Right,
like,
right.
You can't lie to me on camera when I've already seen the truth on camera, Melissa. Right. I don't know. That really rubbed me the wrong way.
I think she was just afraid of Teresa. She's like, I can't say... You did me a favor, Jacqueline, because she'll flip out.
I mean, I think Jacqueline was a loser this week for sure because she looked like an insane person.
She's earning her paycheck.
I don't know how Chris puts up with I really don't. Like, can you imagine her home life with him if this is how she acts all the time in public?
Well, do you see his, like, interviews? His poor eyes. He's, like, strung out. Like, Scott Disick, like, when they do his interviews, where he's like, it's too much. Like he just, like, looks, like, shell-shocked. And, like, I understand. Like, having to deal with Jacqueline, like, she has 20 emotions in 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, needs everybody's attention all the time. And if she doesn't, she acts like a child at a sleepover. Like, nobody's watching me. I'm going to leave. Like, until how many people can beg me not to leave? It's like that scene. Like, don't make me sing. God, please. Nobody asked me to sing. Nobody do it. And it's just like, Jesus, Jacqueline.
Oh, my God. Let's quick do some predictions for next week.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ladies.
Well, my friend Derek is on next week. It looks like he has a bit of a storyline.
We're going to have to get him to call in and clear this up.
I'm gonna ask him, but I don't think he wants to talk about it because he has not been on social media. His only social media was, like, last week where he was like, I was not fired, but hasn't spoken since then.
Aww.
And I feel bad. He's like a young guy.
He's so young. This is probably breaking his heart. He probably feels chewed up and spit out.
Yeah.
That Jacqueline attacked a 19-year-old boutique employee.
Is Jacqueline the one that brought up the
is
video?
Is she the one?
Yeah, outside that.
Yeah. Was that her?
Yeah, to, like, about in front of.
Oh, no, Kim D brought it up.
To them at the shop. But yes. And then Jacqueline brought it up over the at the resort, right? Yeah, outside.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. Sorry.
And she's like, well, that didn't work. Okay. Right. Let me go on to something else. Right. Hey, remember 4 years ago?
You're totally
something
right.
Something happened?
Right.
Do we think he gets fired next week?
Well, we were saying it happened so long ago.
Yeah. I wonder if he just said something now that it's coming out on TV.
Yeah. I don't know. But we'll that'll be interesting. I met him and he's really sweet.
Any predictions for next week,
Canada? I predict that I will have a restraining order against Frankie because in 4 days, thank you to Sabrina for giving us the countdown, Frankie turns legal in 4 days. So,
Frankie, happy birthday from all of us here at AfterBuzz, and we're looking forward to you coming in the next time you're in Los Angeles.
I will be picking him up at the airport.
Call Annabelle.
Call me, beat me.
I predict a lot of around-the-table gossip about Joe cheating, and I'm so excited to see what everybody has to say about it. Because I saw a clip last night on Watch What Happens Live, and even Jacqueline's not talking bad about Joe and Teresa in this moment.
Right.
Which I'm like, wait a minute. Are we reversing? Is this out-of-order editing?
Yeah. Because we'll she was defending, see. Kind of, a little bit. Yeah.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, okay. I'm so curious.
Well, I'm very curious about next week. I hope there's more fireworks because we're finally getting something after, what are we on, week 12?
Finally.
3 months.
Well, guys, stay tuned for more fireworks from New Jersey. Annabelle, where can they find you, doll?
You can find me. My Instagram is Annabelle DeSisto, and my blog and podcast are called Adderall and Compliments.
This is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y. And I finally updated my website, so check out fernronay.com.
Yay. Good for you, Fern. Thanks. Everybody get Fern's book, Better in the Morning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you
for the cupcakes. And happy birthday, Fern.
Thank you.
And you guys can find me, Megan Stecker, on Twitter. Please tweet me. I love talking to you guys about this show. It's at Megan Stecker, M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R. Same name on Instagram and Snapchat as well. Thanks, guys. Have a great night, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.